You're listening to SBS News.
During the Royal Commission into Aged Care, Commissioner Lynell Briggs laid out a vision for the sector.
A key feature of our task is a focus on the future and what the aged care system in Australia should be. A world-class caring system in which those receiving aged care and their loved ones can have confidence.
That vision has been overshadowed by the pandemic and constant headlines about the impact of COVID-19 on aged care residents and workers. But for many, COVID-19 has simply made existing problems even worse. Journalist Rick Morton has just authored a report on aged care with Trish Prentice from the Scanlon Foundation Research Institute. He says the Royal Commission did important work in highlighting the long-standing systemic issues with aged care, but it overlooked something important, namely aged care's cultural gap.
That was one of the things that came up repeatedly, specifically over and over again. But in the final recommendations, they kind of wave their hand and say, look, if we figure out how to do individual choice and control for every single person getting an aged care service, then that automatically takes care of the cultural gap. And it kind of should be the other way around.
This is no small or niche concern. According to the Centre for Cultural Diversity and Ageing, one in three people who use aged care services were born overseas, and that figure is expected to grow even larger. Rick Morton says cultural expectations about family and ageing plays a role in what happens to older people in migrant communities. He says Australia, along with other Western nations, have largely lost the ability to care for our elders.
It's far more common for the reverse to be true in migrant communities, where, you know, your community is very strong. There are multiple generations sometimes living in the one house, and they all work together. You know, it takes a village to raise a child and it takes a village to care for the elderly.
These types of arrangements are not always possible to maintain in Australia. Patricia Larangira, a senior project coordinator for the Multicultural Communities Council of the Illawarra on the south coast of New South Wales, says if aged care services are deemed necessary because children cannot care for their older relatives, there is a clear preference for services that can be performed within their own home rather than bricks and mortar aged care facilities. But she says there is still a certain amount of reluctance involved.
Even the idea of having someone come into their home to provide service, it's not well accepted. It's like, who are these people that are coming? What's going to happen when they come to my home? Will they eventually take the home and take me out of here?
Elizabeth Drotz, a former Multicultural Commissioner and now CEO of Australian Multicultural Community Services, says there is an element of pride involved in care decisions that contributes to delays in seeking care.
What we're finding is that there's a tendency among seniors, maybe ethnic seniors a bit more so than others, to leave asking for help till the last moment. It's because of that, that ethnic pride, the fact that normally most older persons prefer to be independent and not ask for help and not burden government if they don't have to.
Elizabeth says this sense of pride is compounded by a lack of access to the information that is available online.
That's number one challenge that happens when it comes to ethnic seniors is that we know from the census data is that up to 60% of seniors in certain communities do not use the internet.
When the decision to access care is made, it typically lands older people from migrant communities into a challenging and complex policy environment. To begin with, anyone assessed for aged care is routinely placed on a waiting list because the demand for home-based services outstrips supply. The Royal Commission found that as of June 2020, almost 103,000 older people were waiting for home care packages, with that figure expected to grow. But during the government's last budget update, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg announced funding that would not cover the backlog.
We will fund another 80,000 new home care packages, bringing the total to 275,000 home care packages that will be available. We are committed to restoring trust in the system and allowing Australians to age with dignity and respect.
Funding issues have not diminished the popularity of home-based aged care packages, but for Elizabeth Drotz, sufficient funding for packages means little without enough workers with language skills willing to care for older people.
We just don't have enough people who have the qualifications, who wish to work in this sort of area. So for that reason, unfortunately, we would employ 50 Greek and Italian speaking staff if we could, tomorrow, who could support seniors from those particular communities, and those two communities have the largest number of seniors.
What can also happen as a result of delays to accessing and receiving services is that by the time they become available, a person's condition may have worsened even more. Professor Irene Blackberry is the head of La Trobe University's John Richards Centre for Aged Care Research. She says such delays then places more pressure on other areas of the health system and impacts on a person's quality of life.
Things can escalate very quickly, and if you already starting, at the crisis point, we're not talking about, at the prevention stage. It's almost, sometimes people do not have any options really. And this is, again, what made people go to the hospital or access the acute care system, because there is no other option for them in the rural and remote communities.
The Scanlon Institute report suggests a complete redesign of the aged care system is needed to resolve these issues. For co-author Rick Morton, it is not the cultural expectations of migrant communities that need to change in order to adapt to the existing system, but Australia's own ingrained views about ageing.
Now, the very first thing that we need to fix is that we do not value older people. We think they're a burden. We talk about the idea of how to solve the problem of ageing in Australia, but what we don't talk about is the value people have.
Deborah Grogg, SBS News.